Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll free here. Coming up, Google looks to possibly check your facts and then rank you in your search results, your website, rank it up or down based on how accurate Google believes your facts to be. That's what Chris Cantwell is going to tell us more about here in a moment. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. But first, from the dictionary, conversate. Jeez. Verb, definition one, to have a conversation, converse, talk. The use of conversate has soared since 2000, mostly in speech, the year 2000, mostly in speech and written records of speech. The term is a back formation from conversation, created by dropping the suffix ion and adding e to produce a verb form. Since it has essentially the same meaning as the more common and frequently used verb converse, the term conversate has been condemned in some circles. Apparently you run in those circles, Mark.
Yeah, I do hereby condemn conversate.
As an unnecessary non-word. And because the term occurs mostly among blacks and Latinos, some discussions have become heated and impassioned, turning the word into a badge, both positive and negative, of a person's class and education. Conversate reminds us that discussions about modern English must take into account the different types of English spoken in our diverse culture, rather than fixating on correct formal usage. When all is said and done, however, the term broadly remains non-standard English.
Yeah, broadly, I would say that's true. And I would,
but it's in the dictionary, Mark, so there you go.
There's all kinds of things
legit
in the dictionary. That, well, it's not, that doesn't make it legit. The dictionary is very
Mark,
clear.
Mark, saw it on the internet.
So I would say it has to do, it makes you look uneducated to use the term conversate rather than converse. And you, a person who has come on the air and advocated for the use of the Oxford comma, is going to choose to go with the word conversate? What exactly is it that you're trying to say there?
Well, I'm a comma abuser.
Do you just throw them in anywhere?
Too many commas?
Well, I sort of have a manner of speaking that I insert pauses in certain places in order to drive home a point. And
so you write like you speak.
I write like I speak, and people constantly condemn me for that. They're like, "Yo, the comma." I don't even know what Oxford comma means, but people are like, "Oh, that Oxford comma. Oh, it hurts."
The Oxford comma is the comma that appears before the word "and" in a series of things. So,
right. So if you say Ian Cantwell. Ian, comma, Cantwell, comma, and Mark.
Right.
The Cantwell, the comma after Cantwell is the Oxford or the serial comma.
I use that.
Okay.
I do too.
The proper style, what is accepted these days, is that you not use that unless it's what they call a disambiguation, right? Like you're trying to disambiguate something. So, for instance, a really common one that you'll see on the internet is we invited JFK, Stalin, and the strippers. So if you don't put the Oxford comma in there, it suggests that JFK and Stalin are strippers. So you put the comma in there, then you've invited JFK, Stalin, and the strippers. The strippers, JFK and Stalin, that's how it is. The strippers, comma, JFK, comma, and Stalin, it's clear. But if not, it's the strippers, JFK and Stalin. So that's why
JFK
you...
JFK and Stalin are the strippers.
Are in fact the strippers. So that's why
What's
you...
What's the argument against the Oxford comma?
You don't put little extra bits of crap in your writing. Otherwise, you look like a person who throws commas in everywhere.
And I am.
That's a terrible argument against the Oxford comma.
No, look, the people that write for a living, typesetters, you know, printers, these kind of people, they don't like extra stuff thrown in.
Mm-hmm.
And so you declutter your writing by removing
extra... But here it makes sense, the Oxford comma.
I write for a living.
Everywhere it's used.
No, I'm sorry. The Oxford comma is a disambiguation. You don't just throw in extra commas when you don't need them.
Yes, I do.
I think you do need them.
Just throw one in after every word, then.
No, because it's, well, anyway, if you're putting a list together, it makes sense to have a comma after the second to last thing in the list. It just It makes sense to me looking at it.
Well, I guess you just haven't learned how to write English yet.
Are you saying the people at Oxford haven't learned how to write English?
Who is Oxford?
I don't know. They make books or something.
Yeah, the place has been around since the 1600s. You don't speak old English. Or, I mean, you know, longer than the 1200s or whatever.
So here you are saying,
that's
how
I'm
going
to start using ye.
You've
all
got
the time.
A double standard here. You're arguing against the Oxford comma, yet you argued against conversate, which is also a newer thing. So you're saying you not using the Oxford comma is like a new thing and people should change how they do things, but yet now you're saying conversate is a bad thing because it's new.
No, and here's what I'm saying. If you can't remember the rules on commas, just go ahead and add one after the second thing in a serial. That's fine. But don't expect people to consider you to be educated in grammar, okay? I mean, that's what I would say.
So you're saying the people at Oxford.
There is a style, right? Like, it's about style.
Educated.
I'm not saying you're right or you're wrong. I'm saying there's a style. And the style, currently, you know, that's not the way to do it. This is the plaid, the Oxford comma is the plaid sports coat of punctuation. Get rid of it.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
There are people foaming at the mouths at their radios right now.
Why?
They're so angry because this is a passion debate.
A controversial thing.
This is a big deal.
You're saying the Oxford comma is more controversial than conversate?
Much more. Well, I'd say in the circles in which I travel,
once
yes,
again, you're outvoted, so you don't have your circles with you here. Cantwell and I say yes to the Oxford comma.
You and Cantwell can say whatever you want. This isn't about voting.
How's it feel, buddy?
It doesn't feel like anything.
So I'm going to tweet, comma.
tweet Oxford comma is the plaid sports coat of punctuation.
All right, so you can bring up anything you want here. We'll even get into the esotericism of punctuation.
I will also point out that my SwiftKey spell check does not recognize conversate. I had to manually make that happen.
All right, so let's see. Cantwell, you've got this story about Google.
Yes.
saw the headline on this, so I don't know much more than that. They want to check your facts?
Yeah, so, and, you know, let me start off by saying, on its face, that sounds like a good idea, right? Like, oh,
no.
Google's going to help me get more accurate information.
I don't understand even how this is going to work. I'm kind of afraid of some robot deciding that my facts are incorrect or whatever on my website, because I don't think it's going to be a human being who's researching your claims, right?
Right. And the other thing that comes up is that they're getting into some pretty specific examples of what they're concerned about. So I've got a story in the Washington Post here, and they're talking about this, and they say the internet, we know all too well, is a cesspool of rumor and chicanery. But in a research paper published by Google in February and reported over the weekend by New Scientist, that could, at least hypothetically, change. A team of computer scientists at Google has proposed a way to rank search results not by how popular web pages are, but by their factual accuracy. Now, if you're not familiar already, part of the way Google is determining whether or not to show your web page in a search result is how many people are linking to it, how many people are talking about it.
How
so
relevant
social indicators. They're trying to determine the relevancy of the page. It has nothing to do with the factual accuracy of it, which is, you know, we've all seen like fake news stories on Facebook or whatever, that sort of thing, right? These things happen. There are people who have made $10,000 a day publishing fake news, okay? It's big business.
The Onion is great at it.
There you go. And so that is how they are judged now. Some people are suggesting that it would be better if Google was more concerned with the factual accuracy of the things, and I can totally understand that concern.
Well, there's a lot of BS out there on the web.
There's a lot of BS out there, and if you can confirm that something is true, that's a pretty good thing. Now, there's a couple of problems
with this. How do you confirm what's true?
Well, let's first determine whether or not we even wanted Google to do that, right? Now, Google right now is determining whether or not I want to see something based on its relevance. If it's going to dampen it in the search results based on factual inaccuracy, well, now it's providing a completely fundamentally different service, right? Mm-hmm. It's something I might want to know about something that's false because it's relevant. I want to know about something that's going on because I want to debunk it. I want to argue with this false premise, Right? So that's the first thing. They would be a fundamentally, could be a completely different business model than Google presently does.
I can see a bright side to this, though, Chris. It might make it so politicians don't show up at all on Google results, which could be a good thing.
That could be.
But we'll come back and talk more about it, because you've got more analysis and some story, was it the Washington Post?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get into that deeper here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Google, talking about checking your facts on your website and then maybe ranking your site differently based on their interpretation of what the facts are. Kind of disturbing story here. We'll continue it here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, how do you get some of the best wine out there with free shipping?
You go to chwines.com. It's CH.
I don't believe it's plural, Mark.
Wine.com. Yeah, I hope he has chwines.com.
I'll check that.
So that's Cameron Hughes, and what he does is he goes around and he goes to the best vineyards in America, and he...
it's chwine.com.
Chwine.com. He buys these wines that would be, $70, $100, even higher dollar bottles of wine, and he puts them in his own bottles. And they don't have the name brand on them, but they're these wines, these really high end wines. Mm-hmm. He sells them for reasonable prices, between, $10 and $25 a bottle. That's huge savings, like 30 to 70%. So, and also with our coupon code you can get free shipping. So if you like drinking wine, whites, reds, whatever it is you like, try this. It is worth it.
That doesn't make any sense. Are you sure? Because I know that you had misspelled the URL before. How is he shipping wine for free?
Well, he's paying.
Wine is heavy.
Yes.
That's the thing.
Yeah. He's paying to ship the wine. You, however, use coupon code FTL, and you get the shipping for free. So,
but he's going to go out of business doing that. That's crazy.
He has,
it's too cheap, Mark.
He's working great angles here.
It's too good of a deal.
It's a great deal.
It's good wine, too. I've had some of it.
Yeah, we did the wine tasting, and it's delicious stuff. So, please, go to chwine.com, use coupon code FTL, you'll click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner there at chwine.com, enter the code, which, I worked out on the phone with Cameron Hughes himself, and you enter that code and you'll get the free shipping. So don't wait, you need to try this, the wine's awesome, it's amazing, and the offer will not last.
Oh.
Listen to me, the offer will not last.
Gotcha.
Let me make this abundantly clear if you're thinking, it might be a good idea. The offer will not last.
Of course it's not going to last. It's impossible.
CHWine.com.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Make him regret, that he has given this offer is what I suggest.
CHWine.com. Use code FTL to get the free shipping. As we go to Andrew listening in Grand Rapids. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, Cantwell, and Mark.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure. Go ahead.
I specifically wanted to say it's great having Christopher Cantwell on. I've been reading his articles, and I think he rocks the mic really well. Like he's been.
Man, I was just going to fire him, too. Go ahead.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
You saved
anyway,
him.
okay, I polished that. So, anyway, I wanted to ask about he had an article about social justice warriors last week, and I kind of wanted to ask his opinion. I haven't really formulated much on it, but... kind of like there seems to be a difference between the liberty movement and the liberty industry, and it kind of seems like the Beltway libertarians, I don't know if there's just a chunk of me that believes that their job is to sell the idea of liberty but not necessarily work towards it, and that's why they're stuck in the Beltline in D.C., and maybe they wouldn't know what to do if they got up to New Hampshire with you guys in the Free State Project.
Well, let me say this. So I think that there's even a divide between the Beltway libertarians and the social justice warriors, okay? Some of the people that the social justice warriors are just as much, rejecting of working within the system as some of the people that I associate with. But there's certainly a split between the industry and the movement. There's a certain amount of legitimacy to that concern because, of course, look, I have a very difficult time keeping advertisers on ChristopherCantwell.com. It doesn't matter how popular my website is. I'm saying shocking, controversial things that a lot of brands don't want to be associated mm-hmm. with. Okay, I mean, Free Talk Live took a pretty considerable risk even bringing me on the air. I'm glad it's working out. But people will absolutely ostracize you and refuse to do business with you just because I'm there, and it's because of the things that I say. And so there's if you're trying to make money out of this, or if you're trying to influence political change, there is a huge incentive to moderate what it is that you're saying. So if you want to deliver an absolutely radical message, if you want to say things without any regard for how people are going to react to it, you're going to be run out of certain industries, you're going to be run out of a number of opportunities. So it's a good thing, in my opinion, that there are people who are willing to tone it down and sort of take a more moderate approach, because it gets them their foot in certain doors that I will never get my foot into, okay? On the other hand, there needs to be somebody to remind people that some of those folks are dumbing down the message, that they yeah. are absolutely dulling the blade that is supposed to plunge itself into the heart of the state.
Yeah, when I think of the Beltway libertarians, as they're called, these libertarians who inhabit the Beltway in Washington, D.C. area, that makes me think those aren't real libertarians. I mean, I've heard these people, the Cato Institute or whoever else claims to be libertarian, but there is a lot of controversy within the movement that these people are even really libertarians at all. And maybe they're just watering down the message. Maybe they understand truly what liberty is, but I don't support watering down the message. Well, I can't get behind those organizations.
Well, okay, so what oftentimes people will do, so if you're one of these Beltway libertarians, this is what they'll do, is they'll advocate for the next step towards liberty, whatever that might be. And then, you know, somebody chimes
those
in.
Those things aren't happening, right? Like, whatever those steps are, they're not being taken in Washington, D.C.
They're not going to be taken in Washington, D.C., but do you want no one to talk about what those steps are?
I mean, yeah, let's forget about Washington, D.C.
We do this
focus
for a living
one place,
here.
New Hampshire.
People call in here and ask what the path to liberty is through certain national laws, and we talk about that. Cato's not doing anything different. So, well, they are doing something different. They're not talking about what the end is. They're talking about what the next step is.
And do they even believe in the end?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
You
either.
Have to sit down and grill each and every one of them.
I would say that most of them do not, and the idea
That's what
being,
I'm saying.
Yeah. So look, I mean, I had Walter Block. We remember when he came on the Some Garbage podcast with us, Ian, and you
yeah,
were there. And I mean, like,
hot.
Is he? Yeah, thank you. And you know, Walter had sort of pointed out, look, I disagree with the people at Cato and Reason and that sort of thing on this sort of moderate approach that they take. But you know what? I'm glad that they're doing it, because I wish that everybody in the libertarian movement, everybody in every political movement says everybody should be doing what I'm doing. Right. And then
yes.
what happens is all of these people who are going out and doing all of those other things then point their fingers at us and they wave their phony self-righteous fingers in our faces saying, well, you should be trying to do this with us too. And then I just don't want to lob that back at them, frankly, mm-hmm. because I think it's a cheap shot. I think it's pointless. But if guys from Cato and Reason, I think they could use their resources better coming up to New Hampshire and fighting for the abolition of the state. But if they want to go down and tell a congressman that he should probably reduce the penalties for marijuana possession, I'm not angry at that guy for doing it. So
sure.
The only problem I do have with them is that, you know, yeah, I think that they could be more efficient and that they would escalate the pace towards change faster by advocating for the same message as me. But
that might hurt their donations, right? And
there's no might about it.
Yeah.
They absolutely was. You're not right. getting any money from the Koch brothers to run an anti-state outfit.
Andrew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, these guys are raking in the dough, and that's what these organizations are really all about. I mean, they send out fundraising letter after fundraising letter, and the Libertarian Party is the same way, by the way. You know, they send out all these fundraising letters, Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty, always the same terminology, too.
We're in a battle for liberty. Liberty, and you need to send as much money. We've got to win this battle so we can win the war.
And you start reading these pitches, and it's always the same terminology. It's a battle. We need more money. And they just keep spending more money on more campaigns to raise more money. It's Free Talk Live.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You pay.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Oh, hey, that was called packet loss. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then you may support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month to become an AMP, an amper, if you will, an amplifier. That is a way for you to invest in the show so we can take that $5 a month, combine it with others, and then use that money to get on more radio stations. Not by buying time. We don't pay for airtime. I want to make that clear. We're using the money to market the show to the radio station. So Daryl, who's our Friday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, he works with me during the morning hours to contact radio stations all around the country to explain Free Talk Live to them. You know, a lot of these program directors, even though we've been around a decade, a number of them still haven't heard of us. You know, we've got to call these guys and talk to them. And so that helps pay for that. It helps us pay to go to industry conventions where we can schmooze it up with the bigwigs in the business. And it really makes a big difference when you become an amplifier. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, AMP-only Facebook group, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And by the way, the special AMP shirt offer that we've been talking about has been extended through the end of the Liberty Forum. Liberty Forum kicks off tomorrow. It ends on Sunday. So you've got through Sunday to become a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. Stay Platinum for 2 months, and then you will qualify for a free free t-shirt. No, I keep saying t-shirt. A free shirt, a free long sleeve shirt, not a t-shirt, a long sleeve shirt that is on a tech fabric that is fancy kind of wicking fabric. This is a performance fabric. It's nice quality.
Make you look like you exercise.
Whether you do or not, yes, it will. Yeah. Word Cloud design. It looks great. You can see the design for yourself at shirt.freetalklive.com. That's shirt.freetalklive.com. So again, if you want to get that Word Cloud shirt, you do need to become a platinum amplifier. It's the highest level of amp, $25 a month. Do that by the end of this weekend. Stay amped at that level for at least 2 months, and you'll be qualified.
I wonder if Cato or the Campaign for Liberty will offer you a nice wicking fabric t-shirt.
No, I've never seen wicking fabric shirts as a giveaway.
Here you are, asking for money just like they do.
Yeah, we ask for $5 a month, and I tell you...
Not to get the shirt now. That's platinum, so it's $25 a month.
Yeah, but the lowest level is $5 a month. And, you know, these other organizations bring in millions of dollars. And what results do they really get for it?
I was just talking earlier that the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the people who just endorsed net neutrality, and it became a big mess, those people are bringing in $9.3 million in 2013. And then they use that money, they raise that money, off of libertarians, and then they use that money to push for a government takeover of the internet in the name of freedom, and then backpedaled after the FCC made the vote. So, you know,
what happened with what happened with the backpedaling?
Heard
about this?
So the Electronic Frontier Foundation, they had been pushing net neutrality. We had Kit Walsh on here. I had Corinne McSherry on some garbage podcast. And they were explaining to us how the FCC was going to forbear from using most of this 1930s era regulation when they put broadband providers into Title II. Right after that, leading right up to it, they said, oh, wait a second. There's this thing called the general conduct rule that they're inserting into it now, where the FCC is going to, quote, be a referee on the field, and they're going to basically judge whenever they think harm is going to be done to some consumer or some provider, then the FCC is going to jump in and exercise their best judgment over who's allowed to do what on the internet, which basically means that the FCC is going to be arbitrarily on a case-by-case basis deciding who can do
lawmaking.
What on the internet. And that's a tragedy. That's a crisis waiting to happen, and it's not going to help the internet. And the EFF knows that, and now they're all like, hey, well, now we've got to rein them in. We just gave them all this power. Mm-hmm. Now we've got to rein them in. Well, maybe you should have thought of that. Maybe you should have thought of that, Electronic Frontier Foundation, before you advocated for the federal government to take over the internet.
Well, now they're going to need more money, though, right?
Exactly.
Now they got to lobby. They got to raise money for lawyers. I mean, this is going to be expensive. They're going to need another $12 million this year.
Exactly. And that is what drives the donations to organizations like this. They create a situation, and now they've got to go to court. And this is what these people do. They lobby, and they fight court battles. And then they say, oh, well, we've got to go fight this court battle. Give us money. And then you're throwing money at them. Well, you caused the problem in the first place, stupid.
Yeah. So, it's hard to get excited about any of these D.C.-based organizations. It just seems like you're just lighting your money on fire and throwing it down this endless hole of bureaucracy, because most of them are just paying all kinds of money out to the organization. You know, there's these executives.
They need lawyers, too. Yeah. I mean, when it comes to EFF, they've got attorneys on staff, and they need to have the money.
Sure, but don't tell me there's no bloat in organizations like Cato or whoever else, you know, EFF, that there's no bloat in there. Don't tell
me that. You've got people who are getting paid who knows what they're doing, right? Like, I don't see
who audits them?
These things, right? Nobody audits them. They have to give, I believe they have to give certain forms to the IRS and that sort of thing, but we don't get to see exactly what happens with any of that money. And by the way, the same thing goes on with the Free State Project.
As far as them not being transparent?
They're absolutely not transparent. We have no idea how much money these people are bringing in or what they're spending it on. All we know is that Carl is making a killing.
What? She doesn't make
all right, well, compared to most activists, right, I think that she's doing pretty well.
Most activists don't make any money at all.
Exactly. So she's not making a killing. That's an inaccurate statement. You're absolutely correct. But she gets paid upwards of $50,000 a year to be the president of the Free State Project. And that's a pretty good living for somebody who I don't see doing a whole lot.
Well, it's I believe she was an attorney of some sort in the past. So to get an attorney at $50,000 a year is a pretty good thing.
Well, when she starts fighting cases and she's doing attorney's work, then I'll be interested in then it's a charitable act. But right now, what does the Free State Project do? What do they do? They do Liberty Forum and Port
Fest. They're a bus. All right. The idea is the bus to move people to New Hampshire.
And they're not moving people to New Hampshire. I'd like to make that clear. That's this sort of a misconception.
Their Facebook page.
They, you know, they're not actually paying people to move to New Hampshire. I think that should be made clear.
You get no assistance. You come here for the Free State Project. The Free State Project is nothing for you.
And I think that's good. I don't think we want to
I don't disagree.
I don't think we want to have people coming here for a free ride. I don't think we should offer to pay people's way to come up here. If you can't hack it on your own to make the move to this place, you probably aren't going to make it here once you get here. Because living in New Hampshire can be tough. I mean, Chris Cantwell, you're having a tough time this winter, and you're from New York. I mean, is it that different?
Look, winter does not mean the end of warm days where I come from, right? I mean, it's been below freezing almost every day for I don't even know how long. I mean, it was above freezing today. A little bit of the snow that's been piling on top of each other, that's been piling on top of each other. There's a 4 feet wall of snow on every road. You approach it, you're like, I got to make a turn, but I can't see what's around this corner. It's a crisis. I'm not used to this. In New York, it snows, the snow melts, and then it snows again. That's not how it works here.
Well, it has happened that way here. But
this is a record-setting year, right?
This is a big deal.
For, like, snow.
You better be happy you're not off in Portsmouth where they got like 6 feet.
Snow. I'm gonna go sign up with the Fort Gulch thing or something like that and go there in the wintertime because this is sick.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I like the fact that it's a little tough to live in New Hampshire because that also is very unattractive to status, and and it'll also drive them away eventually because over time the people who love the state here in New Hampshire, they're here, they're entrenched as they can be, but it gets really cold here and that kind of makes things uncomfortable. Plus, all these liberty activists around make things really uncomfortable for them. So the fact that we're here combined with the natural elements is likely going to drive even more of them away in the future, I predict.
Yeah. They're like, it's cold and my taxes aren't high enough. I got to go somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, that's how it's going.
Well, when I think about it, New Hampshire is kind of a setup when it comes to the political process because you need to be here in the winter if you want to participate in the process
that makes
the laws by which you're going to live.
Oh, that's a good point.
A lot of people move to the Free State Project and, being involved in the political process.
Stop saying move to the Free State Project. The Free State Project doesn't already land. I'm not moving to the Free State Project. I'm moving to New Hampshire.
That's a lot of people move to New Hampshire wanting to be part of sort of the political process with the Liberty Movement. Those people are stuck in the winter. I would love it if it was in the summer, but consider the problem with being in the summer is then every snowbird that lives in New Hampshire, they'll be there to give their opinions. And frankly, I don't like anybody's opinion except mine in the political process.
Yeah, and right now, if you go to Concord, you'll see that there's really only two groups of people testifying there, the liberty activists and the people that work for the state.
Yep.
And that's just about it. 855 450 free, whereas in most places, there's no liberty activists testifying in the state house on any kind of a regular basis. We're coming up here in moments. If you want to see a lot of that, check out ChristopherCantwell.com.
I'm a state-of-the-art 60-inch flat-screen TV. And I mean, not to brag or anything, but if a burglar ever breaks into this place, I'm pretty certain I'm the first thing he's going to steal. I mean, it's not like he's going to take that recliner over there or that coffee table.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. The remaining moments happening now. We have enough time for you if you call right now. 855-450-FREE. And join us online at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our Skype username here is lrn.fm. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Ben is listening in Huntsville, Alabama. Hey, Ben.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I've got kind of a big, deep question today, and I know I'm towards the end of the show, so
okay.
I'm here to ask about, is it still possible to call yourself a libertarian, or at least have those libertarian-type tendencies, and still believe in the social contract?
I'm going to go ahead and say, you can call yourself whatever you want, that don't make you it, right? you can be a white kid with your pants hanging around your butt and call yourself the N-word, but that ain't going to make you one, right? So
I'm
not sure whether that's relevant. But okay, so any little society can have a social contract, sure. You know, I mean, like you and your family have a social contract by which people abide, and when you don't abide by that social contract, there's going to be a problem. So, yes, there'd be a social contract. It's just that as the society gets larger, the social contract gets more and more amorphous. So the social contract is either written in the form of the Constitution of the United States and they don't follow it, or it is not written and the government can do whatever it wants whenever it wants. So that's the problem.
Well, see, usually the stereotypical libertarian answer to the social contract is like, well, I didn't sign any contract, you know, things
well,
like that.
But that's sort of how contracts tend to work. So if you're talking about you've just been introduced into a contractual obligation, well, then call it something else because that's not how contracts work, right? I mean, any other situation where somebody says, well, you're in this contract now, nobody would buy that.
Well, I assume that the idea of it was more implicit. Like, if I choose to surround myself with people who think in such a way, including the idea that I should be having these, you know, what, for lack of better words, quote-unquote statist ideas, I'm technically subjecting myself to that. I would assume that would have actual credence. So, of course, you know, they use the straw man arguments to say, well, why don't you just move to Somalia if you don't like what we're doing to you so much? And I don't think those arguments hold credence either. So
you should move to New Hampshire if they don't like what they're doing to you too much.
Yeah, but that was kind of the point that I was getting to is, you know, I think that the best solution to that is what you guys do over there in New Hampshire is, you know, try and get as many like-minded people together to try and, you know, change society.
Well, I think that when you're okay, so really the problem with government is it's the inability to secede from it, right? Like they say, they claim all of the land in a given geographic area, and they tell you no, you may not take it with you. You can buy it, but then you need to pay, give us money on an annual basis to live on it, and then that basically becomes rent again. You are a serf, and when you demand freedom, somebody tells you to go to a third world country where you'll be shot and killed. Like, that's how they respect freedom. People who talk about the social contract don't want the change that you want to see. They do not want human freedom. So, I mean, what you really need to point out is, look, the social contract is... It's a slave contract. That's what it comes down to. They'll tell you, oh, well, go find your own piece of land and create your own government. Well, the Republic of Minerva is a really great example where people went out into the middle of the Pacific. They found a sandbar. They pumped some sand up. They were making their own island. They had all this equipment to create their own island. And then Australia and New Guinea and Tonga and I can't remember, New Zealand or whatever, got all together and decided, okay, King of Tonga, you go stop them. They sent a gunboat out there with 50 cals on it, and they threatened these people. There's no social contract. There are people that are willing to kill you. That's all there is.
I mean, I do agree. Like, if even if you were to get a giant collection of people, that is a possibility that the surrounding areas are going to say, like, But, you know, you kind of have to accept the frightening idea that people around you actually enjoy the subjugation, because, you know, I see the whole idea of how these things came about is, you know, I was like, oh, we really don't want to have to police ourselves, you know, that's, you know, and do it as an individual. That's really hard. Let's just make these other guys do it. Or it's like, well, we really don't want to have to do all the work that it takes to, you know, to stop foreign invaders. That's really hard. So, and granted, the idea usually proposed by most libertarians, and I would think to myself to a certain extent, is, you know, the DROs or stuff like that, or something of a similar nature where it's all privatized. But I just have a hard time wrapping my head around it.
Ben, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Go read, I would advise you, if you're having a hard time wrapping your head around it, maybe try reading Stephen Molyneux's Practical Anarchy. He sort of spells out the idea of DROs and that sort of thing. And Dispute Resolution Organizations,
okay.
Yeah.
It's a Molyneux concept, right?
I don't know if it's entirely directly to him. I mean, David Friedman wrote about the machinery of freedom, and he talked about competing courts and that sort of thing. So I don't
he
know
put
that,
a label on it, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, I don't know if when you came up with the term or not, but it's one of the more modern writings where you can look at this idea spelt out pretty good. I also have an article, two articles. I have how crime in an anarcho-capitalist society and how would a free society defense in a free society or something to that effect. If you search my website for both of those, you'll find them.
All right, so Chris, let's get back into the Google story here. We've kind of barely scratched the surface.
Yeah, unfortunately, and this is a huge story, and I have, like, I'm 2,000 plus words into an article that'll be published either tonight or tomorrow about this story, and the idea is that Google is going to start fact-checking. Now, I made the point earlier.
But no, it's not a done deal, right? Like, there was some sort of paper or research
this
paper on this?
This is a research paper that people who work for Google put out, and Google published it on their blog.
So this could be coming soon.
It is a proposal that people are proposing. That's what it is. I mean, just to put it very simply, they're proposing it. Now, let's just, even before we start worrying about whether or not their fact-checking is good or not, I don't think that it's a desirable thing, because you're fundamentally changing the business model of Google. Google is there to tell me what is relevant, not what is true, right? So if Google turns around and just changes that overnight, well, then Google's a fundamentally different company. They're providing a completely different service, and I personally think that they would actually create a huge gap for which other search providers to come in and steal market share from them. I don't think it's a good business plan for them. But,
you know, no one stays on top forever.
Right, exactly. Now, if Google wanted to, say, have a Google Truth, you know, just another service that they're going to fact check for you, I don't really necessarily have a problem with that. Facebook had the situation where you could report a story as a hoax if Facebook wants to separately provide Facebook reputation services. I don't have any problem with that. But the problem with Google and Facebook getting into this, the problem for the consumer, is that if you are in a position where they're now hiding the information from you because they deem it to be false.
Right, well, they deem, well, it makes them the arbiter of the truth.
Well, right. I mean, yeah, that's a huge problem to me. And this is one of my critiques of Stefan Molyneux, is that he calls himself, you know, these videos he's been putting out, the truth about, and then some topic. Like, well, how
do
you know what the truth is?
I don't have a problem with that, because
that's
marketing.
Well, I do, because whenever somebody is claiming they have the truth, I immediately call them into question. Like, how can I know for sure that you have the truth? How do you know that you have the truth beyond that? And how does Google know they've got the truth? What about, like, vaccinations, for instance, where there are two sides to that issue, at least two sides, and they both...
Well, and this was brought up very... is talking about this today. And sites are, by definition, false. And on the Google paper, they're talking... example.
Okay.
So, look, I'm willing to accept that Barack Obama is an American. Other people are not willing to accept that. But it seems that they're specifically going after a class of information deemed as conspiracy theories. And I think that that's incredibly harmful, because if, let's say in 2016, a presidential candidate emerges that there really is a question about the man's nationality. I mean, it's not beyond the realm of possibility, right? Let's say if my website is shut down for saying that vaccines are dangerous, and then a dangerous vaccine comes out, well, then somebody's going to be not going to be apt to report on that, right? They're going to be afraid that Google's going to shove them down the toilet. My top two refers to my website are Google and Facebook. Facebook first, Google second.
Wow.
So if I'm in a situation where my top two refers are going to start calling entire classes of information false, well, then that's going to have a chilling effect not only on me but on other people. They're going to be afraid to say things, because it's going to flush their livelihood down the toilet. And the thing is that Google is updating what it deems to be facts every single day. You're going to be afraid of what you write today, because you're afraid that Google's going to deem it as false tomorrow and flush your search engine position down the toilet.
Look at all the health stories. I mean, over the few decades I've been around, I've seen these stories where one year, you know, for 5 years, eggs are good, and then 5 years later, eggs are bad. And like,
margarine's good, margarine's bad.
Right.
I remember back in the 90s when you wanted to lose weight, you eat carbs. Eat nothing but carbs. No fat. Eat no protein. Eat carbs.
And now if you want to lose weight, you eat bacon. Or whatever it is.
Right. And like, okay, so whatever. And obviously, the Atkins diet and its variations, paleo, and all that stuff, have shown themselves to be quite successful for people. Other people, you know, dispute over long term whether it's healthy. I don't know the answer. I kind of had some affinity for it. But, you know, whatever. This is the problem, is that truth comes out over time.
Yeah, it's the dispute that finds the truth.
And I think it is.
And if you are in a situation where you're not able to find the disputed information,
that's a problem.
Well, then that's a very big problem for society.
ChristopherCampbell.com is his website. Big article on this coming up soon.
Coming up by tomorrow morning.
All right, cool. And, of course, plenty more Free Talk Live available for you online at freetalklive.com between now and tomorrow night, when we will be live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We'll talk to you then. freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another micro loan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold
gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.